Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer to Release the Idea That I Can Do It All on My Own, by Alicia Headley. Read by Leah Martin. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. We live in a culture where the word self is often praised. We see it all over social media, highlighted in books and articles, and it's been coined this generation's slogan. It's emphasized by motivational speakers and influencers. We hear words such as self-help, self-care, self-sufficiency as a common theme. These words at first can seem empowering, but they lead to life based solely around ourselves, in our own strength, and in our own sufficiency. It feeds us the lie that we only need ourselves, and we can do it all by ourselves. Therefore, we push God out. Oftentimes, we may experience burnout or exhaustion trying to depend only on ourselves. When we depend daily on ourselves, it can lead to us daily denying our need for Jesus. Today's verse is talking about the opposite of self-sufficiency. As a Christian, the more time we spend with the Lord to understand the gospel, the more we begin to understand our great need for a Savior. It's in that moment, when we find ourselves depleted by our efforts to save ourselves, that we realize our true need for God. Today's passage talks about how God is enough and that He is more than enough. It's in our weakness, our exhaustion, and our own efforts that we realize that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Christ is sufficient for us, and we'll always come up short when we're trying to do it in our own strength. We must go to the Lord with our inadequacies to relieve us of the exhaustion trying to do it on our own. We must read His word daily and implant His truth and His ways on our heart, rather than telling ourselves what culture tells us as we attempt to find all our inner strength. It's God's strength that will make our weakness perfect. We can't do it all on our own in our own strength. It's in His strength that we can do all things. Philippians 4:13. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for leaving us with the Bible for such wisdom like in today's verse. Thank you for the reminder that you never designed us to strive after doing everything in our own strength. You designed us to be dependent on you and your strength. Forgive us for relying on ourselves and being sucked into what society tells us and what the enemy drives into us, that we can do it all on our own. Lord, we need you. As John 15:5 tells us, apart from you, we can do nothing. We ask that you would remind us of our inadequacies, and we ask that you forgive us as we humbly come before you confessing we've relied on our own self for many things in our life. Remind us to abide in your word daily to remind us of our unfailing need for you. May your word continually speak to us and reassure us that we're not enough all on our own, but that we are enough in you. The more we rely on you and your word, the less we'll rely only on ourselves. It's in you that we're more than enough. And we thank you for this beautiful promise today. We love you. And we're so thankful for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.